For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today, and we've got a lot going on. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to phone into the program today. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. All right, so President Biden is speaking at the UN. Let's see how that's going. Cut number nine.
Now, even as we evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships, let me be clear.
Okay, do we have an interpreter here on this guy?
Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
All right, there you go. That's Joe Biden, again, bringing confusion to the masses. It's like the Tower of Babel over there. So we'll keep checking in on Joe Biden and to make sure he's still with us later in the program. All right, wow, where to begin? So we have an update on Senator John Fetternack, who has really redefined fashion up on Capitol Hill. And this has really stirred a lot of interest and conversation around the nation. Fetterman is now, and I should say this, the guy presuming to be Fetterman, because I'm not too sure that this guy is John Fetterman. So the guy who is portraying Fetterman right now, he's not stumbling around. The guy is very well versed in his dialect. He's able to form cognitive sentences. This is not the same Fetternack of a couple of months ago. So I'm not too sure this guy is the guy. Maybe he has a stunt double, a doppelganger. I don't know. But I don't think this is the same Fetterman. But let's just, for the sake of the conversation today, let's just assume this is Fetterman. Anyway, Fetterman now says all of you people who are upset because he dresses like a slob are losing your minds. Sir, no one wants to see your chest hair. And I think I speak for the entire country. Senator Fetterman says, I feel it's a little more freedom. And he says that that it should be a sign of bipartisanship. He says, I don't know why the right side seems to be losing their minds over this. Fetterman goes on to say, I think it's a good thing, but I'm going to use it sparingly. The man never dresses in anything other than cargo pants and the hoodie. And he's calling on other Congress peoples to do the same. So I'm curious here, ladies and gentlemen, do you have a problem with the Democrats getting rid of the dress code? But here's the thing. It's only the dress code for the senators. All of you little people, all of you staff members, all of you citizens, the taxpayers of America, if you want to go to the U.S. Senate and you want to stand in the chamber, you do have to dress up. You do have to abide by a dress code. So they're not going to allow anybody looking like Snooki to walk inside the Senate chamber. Senator Cynthia Loomis says this is a terribly sad development for the U.S. Senate. I've never seen civility enhanced or a sense of decorum enhanced by dressing like a slob. You know, I think she's right here. So Chuck Schumer told the sergeant of arms, yeah, we're going to go ahead and stop enforcing the dress code because Fetterman refuses to comply. You know what should have been done? Fetterman should have been brought into Chucky's office and said, hey, look, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Fetterneck. You will abide by our dress code. A dress code, by the way, that has been in place for generations. You will abide by the dress code or you and your many me can go back to Philadelphia. How's that? I mean, it really is that simple. Anyway, people very upset about this. Loomis says, when you dress like that around here, which is the very sloppiest that a person would dress, even if they're going to a gym by themselves, the bar is lowered. The Senate is degraded. And that's saying a lot. It's debased. It should not be typical of how we dress when we go to the floor of the United States Senate. So I'm curious. Do you believe that the U.S. Senate should have a dress code? Oh, forget that. What about Congress? Should Congress have a dress code? The change will allow Fetterman to continue wearing his hooded sweatshirts and gym shorts. No longer requires male senators to wear a jacket or a tie. Women senators will not have to wear business attire either. But all non-members entering the upper chamber will have to abide by the dress code. Rules for thee, not for me. That's what that's all about. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, this is an embarrassment. The people of Kansas don't want me showing up in a hoodie. Out of respect, we should have a sense of decorum here. And Mr. Marshall, Senator Marshall, says he will continue to abide by the original dress code. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Is it really a sign of disrespect? You know, I see what Fetterneck is doing here as just a continuation of the dismantling of American society. And it's always the little things. You could go back to, it's really sort of a fashion version of the broken window theory. You know, soon Fetterneck's going to show up and he's going to be wearing the saggy pants and you're going to see his butt crack. And all the Democrats are going to surround him and say, oh, we're going to show our butt cracks in solidarity. May I just, again, speak for America? Nobody wants to see Jerry Nadler's butt crack. I'm just saying. So, again, this is part of the destruction of American society. I know, it's just a hoodie. He's invoking his inner Trayvon, Todd. What's wrong with you? No. Look, there's a time and a place for a hoodie. You know, if you're going to go rob a convenience store. No, I'm just kidding. But no, there's a time and a place for everything, right? If you're going to wear the saggy pants, typically you're in jail. By the way, I've always wondered, the little urchins out there, the thuglings, you know, they're out there walking around and they got their pants down around their ankles and they're walking around and slouching. They do understand that that is a symbol of prison life, right, of the prison thug life. Do they not understand that? I hope they do, because that's what it is. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. And again, back to this broken window theory. If you can't show some respect by dressing up, then there's a problem in this country. And I will direct your attention to Sunday church. Oh, I know some of you are getting a little puckered in the buttocks area right now, but hear me on this. Many years ago, some of these cool, hip preachers showed up in the pulpit and they're wearing the khaki pants that had not been ironed and they're wearing the Hawaiian shirts. And then they started wearing the sandals. And then they started like judging all their big, because when I was a kid, we had what we called Sunday going to church clothes, right? So you didn't wear those clothes unless you were going to a funeral or you were going to church on Sunday. And sometimes it was hard to tell the difference. I was a Baptist. We were the frozen chosen. So you're there and you're wearing your tie and it's a little clip-on tie because you're like, you know, five and you've got the coat on and you're wiggling around in the pew. And your mom is in the alto section of the choir, and it doesn't matter. She could be in the middle of singing a cantata, and she would look at you with the eyeballs, and you would immediately stop fidgeting. I mean, that's, you know, those are moms in the choir pulpits. Those are Baptist moms. But somewhere along the line, we decided, oh, why, that's just, we're being Pharisees. Why should we be concerned with the way we dress? Jesus loves us just the way we are. Well, you know what? I'm sure he does, but Jesus would not mind telling you to put on some deodorant. Nobody wants to smell that. I'm just saying. So we went through this sort of change, this evolutionary process, and now when you go to church, I mean, I was at one church on an Easter Sunday, and they had a worship band, and you know, I mean, it's your typical church worship band, which is pretty much a bad cover band that couldn't get a gig at the local bar. So they're doing your church service. And so you got the worship band up there, and one of the hoochie mamas in the worship band was wearing a see-through white dress on Easter Sunday. And I'm not quite sure she was aware of it, or maybe she was, I don't know. I mean, I've been to some of these churches, and you're up there, and the only thing missing from the stage is a pole, a stripper pole. It's like, geez, hello, what are you people at church or at a nightclub? I know I'm getting in trouble, Dylan. I can't help it. It needs to be said. All I'm saying is that there is no more decorum in church, right? Because it's been dumbed down. You no longer go to revere God. You got to go and get your worship on. I got to get me some worship. What the hell does that mean? I got to feel something. Well, I'll tell you, when I was a kid and I was fidgeting around in that church, you better believe I felt something after church. And it wasn't the Holy Ghost. I'm just saying that as a society, we have dumbed ourselves down. We have gotten rid of all decorum. And we're really admiring the lowest common denominator. And now when you go to a church, oh, look at that man. He's wearing a suit. Who does he think he is? All right, well, it used to be that when you would wear your Sunday best, you wanted to wear your best to honor God. Now, I know in the Southern churches, the women of the church did it because they wanted to show up the other women of the church. I get that. But in essence, you were doing it to bring your best to the church house. So you wanted to take a shower, and you wanted to comb your hair, and you wanted to be presentable, right? That's what it was all about at one point. Go back and look at kids in public school back in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Kids, little boys, they had the shirts tucked in, little girls wearing the dresses. That doesn't mean they didn't roughhouse on the playground or get dirty or whatever. No, they did, but there was respect. There was order. And the one thing that the leftists hate is order. And they have to destroy order, because without order, you have chaos. When you've got a bunch of guys, and I'm about to go down that path. When you got a bunch of guys in the U.S. Senate wearing hoodies and showing their butt crack, somebody's going to get shot. I'm just telling you, it's like the hood, right? You're turning the Senate into the hood. And it doesn't matter if it's a white hood or a black hood or a Hispanic hood or an Asian American hood. You're turning the Senate into a hood. And that is a bad thing. Do we really want to go back to the days of duels? That's all I'm asking. I don't know. Maybe we do. All right. 844-747-8868. We're going to go to Michael and William. Hang tight. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar, This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's check back in real quick with President Biden speaking at the UN.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
All right, the great communicator right there, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't get finer than Biden. Let's go to the phones. Louisiana, Michael hanging out with us today. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I got a reason why Federnet dresses like he does.
I'm all ears.
One, he thinks it's probably okay because they let them jihadists over there, the women jihadists, wear their jihad garb, Bob, to go there. So why can't he wear his hoodie and stuff, which doesn't make any sense, right? But probably the real reason is because of his dadgum stroke. He's not able to button buttons, tie ties, or probably put his jacket on by himself. But you'd think there'd be somebody could help him get dressed and be presentable and be respectful to our nation.
I mean, the guy does have a wife. Yeah, the guy does have a wife, so you would think that. But I think there's something else going on there, Michael, because Federneck does not look like the same guy. And, you know, there's been some scuttlebutt that maybe he's got a stunt double or something that's out there because he sounds like he's fully recovered from the stroke.
I wouldn't put anything past him.
I'll tell you. All right. Well, Michael, it's a good thought, and that may be it. But if that's the case, it's on Mrs. Federneck, and why isn't she out there taking care of her husband?
I agree.
Yeah, she's like a mini Jill Biden. All right, Michael, appreciate that call. Let's go to William in North Carolina. William, what say you?
Hey, Todd, how's your ankle doing?
It's good. Thank you, William.
Well, I appreciate all you do. I know you can handle it.
Thank you. Thank you.
But, I don't really care about the dress code as much as I am just getting to the task at hand. But, I mean, within reason. Don't let the ladies come in there in bikinis and, you know, so forth and so on. And we'd never get anything done for sure. But anyway, Fetterman, I think Joe
Wait,
Biden.
Whoa. You think they would be distracted? You think the male senators would be distracted?
Susan
Collins.
I figured you'd catch that
in
there.
Bikini.
But anyway, Fetterman sold some shoes to Joe Biden. So I asked Joe Biden how did he like his shoes, and he said, "Well, I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day."
Well played.
Anyway,
all right.
So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Todd. The dress code, it should be a little bit more respectable, and so forth and so on. You know, you gotta present yourself to your professional. You know.
Well, it's a fair point, and it's a good point you make, and William, appreciate the phone call. But yeah, it's so Susan Collins from Maine is out there joking around and says, you know what, maybe I'm going to show up wearing a bikini. You know, we appreciate the sentiment there, Senator, but we're good. Appreciate that. We appreciate you wanting to take one for the team, but yeah, we're good. Thank you for that. Sweet Lord. Could you imagine if Hillary Clinton were still in the Senate? Oh, my. I know. It's a lunch hour. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. But it is what it is. All right. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So, look, when we come back, a couple of big stories that are brewing. We've been following the developments out of Las Vegas, where a retired police officer was run over by a pair of black thugs. And the local newspaper has come under fire because they said the guy died in a bicycle accident. And so now the newspaper is all upset because you people have been making phone calls and emails. So we're going to talk about that. Also, every religious liberty organization in the country right now is coming out against President Trump and his comments regarding abortion. So do you still stand with Donald Trump today, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Do you still stand with Donald Trump, or are you starting to look at other folks? We'll talk about that coming up next. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us today. So a lot of the evangelical groups are coming out against President Trump. This is from the Family Research Council, WashingtonStand.com. The headline, disturbing and inarticulate. Pro-life leaders react to Trump's abortion comments. And no doubt that the responses the president gave were a mess. By the way, I've reached out two times now to the president's team to see, first of all, if there was going to be any response. I did invite the president to come onto the program so that he might be able to, you know, clarify what he was talking about. But as of now, no response. So I don't know if Team Trump is hunkering down and hoping this blows over, but Team Trump is not wanting to get out there and talk about this issue. I don't know why. It seems to me it's a very simple fix here. But to say that, you know, to go after the heartbeat pills, that makes no sense to me. So again, I think it's just a matter of, okay, let's get the president one-on-one and let's just ask the questions. Because that NBC News chick, she was all over the place. The lies that were coming out of her mouth were just unbelievable. But anyway, it has certainly opened the door for a lot of attacks from the evangelical community, many of whom are lining up with Ron DeSantis. And by the way, many of them are doing so quietly right now, but the move is there. Here's what Tony Perkins says on WashingtonStand.com. Quite frankly, it was a bit troubling. Marjorie Dannensfelser, she's with the Susan B. Anthony Fund. Anything later than a 15-week protection for babies in the womb when science proves they feel pain as a national minimum standard makes no sense. The overwhelming majority, 94% of all abortions, take place before the 15th week of pregnancy. Quote, you're standing with the majority of people, 70%, when you talk about a 15-week limit. And that not only is closer to the right thing to do, but it's also the politically smart thing to do. So we'll see how this all plays out. But Trump coming under fire from a number of, I think, Lilo Rose, and by the way, the Washington Stand people are now quoting DeSantis and his crew, and they're going after Trump. So there you go. Do you still stand with the president here, or did he make a mistake? Does the president need to come out and clarify or qualify his comments? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. It's hard to tell if this Family Research Council story is an editorial or if it's an actual news story. That's weird. Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly's taking shots now. You see how it is? They sit down for these huge interviews with Trump. It gives them stature, and then they turn around and they attack the president. Megyn Kelly on Glenn Beck ripping President Trump, cup number six.
What was your takeaway? Because he never really answered it, but he did shake his head no towards the beginning. What's your takeaway from that?
Well, I thought it was weak sauce. I really wish he did better on that. I like Ron DeSantis's answer, I'm going to be honest, which is no. No.
Right.
No.
Right.
No. Obviously no. And it's not determined based on who can give birth. It's determined by God, and it's pretty obvious just as soon as you come out of the womb. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it continues to be, notwithstanding this weird agenda by some activists in this crazy trans agenda-pushing cult. So Trump clearly knows that. I don't know if he's got, if he's trying to like appease some group of trans voters that he thinks is going to make the difference with him. Even when I had Don Jr. on my show, he was kind of dancing around this issue. I think that they think they're somehow going to do better with Democrats if they don't hit this straight on, even though, I mean, 98% of the Republican Party is united on this issue. This is not, it is not a winner for any Republican to hedge on this. Just ask Asa Hutchinson.
All right, there you go. Megyn Kelly and Glenn Beck taking some shots at Trump there. Look, I think the president needs to come out and he needs to be very clear about things. And he was not clear in either of those interviews, one with Megyn Kelly, the other with the NBC chick. And that's all he has to do is just come out and say, look, I'm pro-life and I believe X, Y, and Z. Now, we talked a little bit about the politics of abortion yesterday, and my question is to the pro-life community. And this is the question, Lila Rose and Marjorie Dannenfelser, all you pro-lifers out there, I have a question for you. What are you doing? What are you doing to protect these lawmakers that are going out there and voting the way you want them to vote? And I go back to the state of Kansas, where pro-lifers there basically threatened Republican lawmakers. You will either support this legislation or we will fight you. And the lawmakers, they know how powerful the pro-life wing of the party is, and they threw up their hands and said, fine, we tried to tell you this was a bad idea, but you know what? Fine. If you're going to treat us like that, we will go out there and we will support this and we will push this, but it will go down in defeat. They tried to tell them, and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. You got to play smart politics here. So here's my question for the pro-life community. There have been pro-life ballot measures on the ballot in five states since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Five states. All five of those ballot measures failed. They went down in defeat. So my question to you, pro-life community, what are you doing about that? Because clearly the messaging that you guys have is not resonating with voters at all. And you are not getting out the vote. The other side's getting out the vote. For you to be defeated in red states and rock-solid pro-life states, that tells me you've got a messaging problem or you don't have the support you thought you had. It's one of two things. So for the pro-lifers out there, you need to get it together. You're telling these lawmakers, hey, you have to support us. Well, the lawmakers are supporting you. They are going to support you. And they're going to support you all the way to defeat. The reason why the Republicans lost the midterm election, nobody wants to talk about this, but it's true. The reason why we lost the midterms and there was not a red wave is because the abortion issue was on the table. The other side knew it. I don't think our side knew it. That's problem. So again, it's not the issue is not abortion. It is the messaging around abortion. That is the problem. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Maria in Hendersonville, North Carolina. WHKP, our great affiliate there. Hi, Maria. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to call and say I still back Trump no matter what. I support him. People need to remember that our current president put himself out there as in the Catholic, evangelical, part of the religious community, and look at the damage he has done to this country. So, and also, pro-lifers, what are you doing to help these mothers after that baby is born? What support is this woman going to get from you to raise this child, support this child? You know, once the baby's here, she's on her own.
Well, Maria, now you and I may have a difference of opinion on this, but I believe that when you hop into the sack, both of you bear responsibility. It's nobody else's responsibility. Now, that being said, there are a lot of Christian ministries out there that I know and that I support, and they do help the moms after the baby is born. But ultimately, the responsibility falls on mommy and daddy tussling in the sheets.
Absolutely. I agree. But we got to look at this generation of young folks that's going around this country burning buildings and destroying business property, shooting policemen. It's because, you know, they're coming from these single-parent mother homes. And, you know, we've just got to generation that I just don't know what else to say, but
lawlessness. They have no morals. We're not teaching them right from wrong, Maria. Hey, appreciate that call, Maria, and thank you for listening to WHKP. By the way, since everybody's on Trump now, you've got all these evangelicals that are going after Trump. I have a question for all you evangelicals. So you say Ron DeSantis is the good church-going family man. Is that right? How come we haven't seen any photographs of Ron DeSantis in an actual church building? Anybody want to talk about that? Why haven't we heard his preacher, or I think he's a Catholic, why haven't we heard the priest come out and talk about, oh, what a faithful church member Ron DeSantis is. He's a member of the Knights of Columbus, and the kids are in Sunday school class. Do the Catholics have Sunday school? I'm Baptist. What do I know? What's the DeSantis family's commitment to their local church? I mean, you've raised the issue, evangelicals, so let's have that conversation. Because from what I've heard, nobody at the church knows they even go. I know it's an inconvenient truth, I didn't want to bring it up. But the evangelicals, everybody's bringing this up about Donald Trump. I always knew he was a bad man. Really? Did you know that when he was hauling you up on the stage and enhancing your national profile, you evangelicals? And by the way, I'm just curious. When it comes to the evangelicals in Iowa supporting Donald Trump, how many of those evangelicals demanded an envelope of cash under the table before they announced their endorsement? Because I'm hearing stories out of Iowa that are making my toes curdle. And I didn't even know toes could curdle, but they did when I heard that story. So before everybody gets all high and mighty, if you want to have the, all right, who's the better church-going person here, you better be careful on that one. Because we know Trump has gone to church a time or two. He's not a Sunday school teacher, but he's been to church. What about Ron DeSantis? Dare I say that Joe Biden may be a more frequent attender than DeSantis? He may not be, but nobody wants to talk about that. No, that's off limits. Todd, that's personal. How dare you? You're not supposed to talk about someone's church-going habits. Well, that's true unless you make it a campaign issue for the other guy. And then we got a problem. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Ray Epps finally got charged. So this guy was out there. He was leading the charge. He was leading the campaign. He was sort of like Mel Gibson's character in The Patriot, picking up the flag and telling everybody to hold the line. That was Ray Epps. He was the organizer. And he got arrested. He's been charged with a misdemeanor. You got people going to jail for 30, 40 years, and Ray Epps the guy who, in all the videos, and we've all seen the videos, he's out there, charge, go through the gates. Misdemeanor. And by the way, had it not been for Tucker Carlson, he wouldn't have even gotten that. So just a slap on the wrist. A slap on the wrist. All right, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, an update on a story I told you about a few days ago from the University of Memphis Law School. So a bunch of law school review students, they were busy doing one of their projects and probably late at night, and they wanted to celebrate finishing a big editing project. And so they said, we've got to create a trophy. So somebody, they scrounged around, and somebody found a football, somebody found a wig, somebody found some of those plastic lips, you know, the ones that are very popular now, I guess, the wax lips. And so they made a statue. And it looked like, quite frankly, Mrs. Potato Head. We now have a photograph of the offending trophy, and it's at toddstearns.com. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the story, and I want you to take a look at that photo, and then I want you to call in and give me your response to this question. Is that Mrs. Potato Head, or is that blackface? So the local newspapers, they're all over this story in Memphis. And I'm telling you, this is why people really do not like journalists. This is how the Daily Memphian described the football adorned with a wig and red wax lips. Quote, it appears to be a three-dimensional caricature of a woman in blackface. That's how the day, it's a tanned football, ladies and gentlemen, a tanned football. But if they had used a volleyball, let's just say that they would have used a volleyball and put a blonde wig, the same people, racism, it's racism, how dare you? Why didn't you use a football, You just want to honor white people. Shame on you. That's the Daily Memphian crowd. They love hanging out with the public radio people. So I want you to look at this and ask, my question is very simple. Does that look like blackface to you? Now, the students who put it together are horrified because they had absolutely zero racial intent. They just wanted to have a good time. You know, they were just goofing around. They're, you know, college kids having a good time. And now they are about to be nationally shamed. The university is coming out, and I mean, they are traumatized by this. They say that this is racism. And well, how do they know that? And by the way, I want to know, somebody needs to tell me right now, what on that football makes it blackface? I have an AutoZone Liberty Bowl football that was given to me. It was presented to me. It's in a beautiful glass case in my office. That football is half tan and the other is half white. So it's a biracial football, an Obama ball, if you will. And is that football racist? Or is the University of Memphis trying to tell us that footballs are now racist? What a bunch of asses. What a bunch of ignorant. This woman, Dean Catherine Shavzin, this woman is an educated ass, but she's still ignorant. She says these actions have caused actual harm to students. What does she mean by that, actual harm to students? Was somebody throwing the football at people? Is that what was happening? Did somebody get knocked upside the forehead by the big lips? Oh, maybe that's it. It's the lips. Well, you know what? You drive around Memphis, Tennessee, and you see any artwork in any part of town that's done by African-American artists, and you will see those caricatures. But again, my question, ladies and gentlemen, go to our website and take a look at the photo, and I ask you, does that trophy resemble Mrs. Potato Head or blackface? And it's outrageous that we're having this conversation, but understand this. Literal lives are going to be ruined over this. The university is investigating. They've got some sort of an institutional equity office. And I'm telling you, kids could get kicked out of law school. My recommendation, if you are an alumnus of the University of Memphis, pull every single one of your dollars. Do not donate a single dollar to that cesspool. But anyway, go check it out and let me know. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. By the way, they found the missing F-35, that stealth fighter jet. And it's a good thing I didn't. It's a good thing I'm a good church going Baptist and did not wager a Chick-fil-A sandwich, or I would have had to pay up, because my money was on that plane either being in Ukraine or Cuba, or as JFK called it, Cuber. But it's not in Cuber. It's actually in South Carolina. They found the crash site. So as far as we, and there's so many questions here, but basically, the pilot ejected out of a perfectly functioning aircraft, parachuted to safety. The plane continued on. It was on autopilot with the transponder turned off. And now there are a lot of people up on Capitol Hill asking lots of questions, like, first of all, what the heck happened? Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have with us a good friend of the program, Congressman Mark Alford. Congressman, I hope you're doing well today.
Thank you, Todd. I'd like to know the answer to that question myself. We're under a conference meeting right now on the National Defense Authorization Act, and I might just ask a question or two in a non-classified setting to try to get some answers on that.
What are some of the questions that you would like answered, Congressman?
Well, you know, how did this happen? You know, you're talking about a very expensive jet. The F-35 has had some issues in the past. They've been working on those, but it's supposedly the best we have. So what happened? I don't think anyone that I know right now in the House Armed Services, we're dealing right now in a committee hearing with the facing threat of communist China and Taiwan. And so that's kind of the focus today. But I think in the coming days, we'll be able to get some answers on the F-35.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because there are a lot of folks out there rumbling, wanting to know if there was some way the fighter jet could have been hacked, the computer systems on board, if there were some design flaws, because as you mentioned, there was another incident, I believe, in Australia. So I look forward to getting answers from you and, or rather, from the military on that. Congressman, we've got so much happening up on Capitol Hill. Where are we at right now with the continuing resolution? Are you going to be supporting it, or are you against it?
Well, let me tell you, in just the last 30 minutes or so, we were supposed to have a vote on the rules for the continuing resolution. That got scrubbed for today. We're concentrating now on the defense appropriations bill, hoping to get that done. Obviously, there just aren't the votes right now, or they would put it on the floor to get it done. I personally am in favor of an extension until Halloween, and I told leadership that that's it. We've got to get the ball rolling. I'm frustrated that we've waited this long to get something done. We knew this was coming. We knew the appropriations bills were coming. Moving forward, I would like a little better organization and planning so that we're not waiting in the last minute. I found in my short time here in Congress that, you know, we wait to the last minute to get anything done, and then people are voting out of ignorance or fear or both, and that's not a healthy way to do government.
So, again, I respect everything you're doing up on Capitol Hill, but Congressman, why do we need an extension? You guys have known that, you know, the clock was ticking. This is not a surprise to anybody. You know, we knew that this had to be voted on at a specific time. Why move the clock?
Well, it gives whoever's putting all this together. And look, there are some good men and women working on this. Byron Donalds from the Freedom Caucus has been negotiating with Dusty from Main Street. That was the latest negotiation to come to this agreement now to pass the CR that includes a strong border protection, H.R. 2, which we passed back in February to seal our border. So those are some good things that come about it. Why they waited so long, that's over my purview right now. I'm just a freshman member of Congress, but I am making some my position known that we cannot keep operating like this. We need this extra 30 days. We don't need a government shutdown. There are some who would like a government shutdown, I think. And, yeah, we're going to save some money when you're not paying people, although you have to do a back pay on a lot of these positions. Short term, though, it would save the Treasury a little bit of money. But what's going to happen is, when you look at it from a political standpoint, the Dems are going to turn around and try to hang us with it. They're going to put everything on us. So why not pass a short-term CR, get it over to the Senate, and the Senate can't come to terms, and it's the Schumer shutdown, and it's not on the Republicans.
No, I get it, and I hear what you said, but it seems to me the best way to stop operating this way is to stop operating this way and just say, you know what, I know I'm a freshman, but I'm going to put my foot down here. You know, my constituents are, you know, they are tired of this, and we've got to live within our budgets, and we expect Congress to do the same. I'm curious, and I'll go ahead and let you respond to that.
I do agree with you. Look, that's why I told them I am good for 30 days, and that's it. I'm not putting up with this BS any longer. I am tired of the way that we are operating. I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt, so this is a grace period, all right?
Makes sense. Look, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you answering the question. I want to read to you a quote, or a tweet, rather, from Congressman Matt Gaetz. No vote on term limits, no vote on a balanced budget, no plan to have individual appropriations bills considered, no full release of J6 tapes, no spending cut to raise the debt limit, Trump charged with 91 counts, we haven't even subpoenaed Hunter Biden or any Biden for that matter. Talking about Kevin McCarthy and saying it's time to make changes, I don't see anything wrong with what he said. Is it time for a change in leadership in the House?
I don't think so just yet. Let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks. Kevin McCarthy has let the Freedom Caucus negotiate directly with the Main Street Caucus. They came up with a great solution. We had a great conference call yesterday on what the solution was. But there are going to be some who just don't want to vote on it. And right now, those numbers who are just no, even if it has everything they want in this package, I think just out of I don't know, recalcitrance or what, they're not going to vote yes. So is it time for new leadership? Not at the moment. I am behind Kevin McCarthy. I think he has shown grace, humility, and a lot of deference to all parties. You know, when you are presiding over a 5-seat majority, you've got to make things work. There's a certain balance to it. Not everyone's going to get their way on every single thing. And when you have one particular part of the conference insisting on having their way the entire time, it doesn't work for the conference. And I'm for the conference. I'm for getting things done here in Washington.
All right. Well, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on the program today and appreciate you answering questions. These are just questions that I hear when I'm over at the diner in Germantown, Tennessee. People are frustrated.
I hear the same thing, Todd. There's people in my district who never wanted me to vote for Kevin in the first place, but they wanted me to vote for Jim Jordan. I said, Jim Jordan's not running, and he's voting for Kevin McCarthy. What's your next solution? You're not going to find anyone right now in our conference who can do a better job than Kevin McCarthy. If you can come up with a name, I would consider it, but until that comes along, I'm sticking with Kevin.
Got it. All right. Well, Congressman, again, thank you. We know it's a busy day up on Capitol Hill. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Congressman Mark Alford, ladies and gentlemen. I know he's frustrated, but, I mean, these are the questions, right? And he says if there's anybody but, you know, Kevin McCarthy is the best they've got, we're screwed. I mean, I'm going down this list here, and Matt Gaetz is right. These were things that McCarthy agreed to do, and these are not small things. These are big things. And let me just say this. The Bidens are not going to be called before Congress. President Biden is not going to be impeached. And you need to hear that from somebody. Somebody out there has to be honest. Unless there is a massive groundswell of support and you folks picking up the phones and calling your elected leaders and demanding it happen, I just don't think I don't think it's going to happen. I don't believe leadership is going to allow that to happen. So I'm going to go through this list again with Matt Gaetz. And by the way, one more thing Congressman Alford said, it's hard to do something when you only have a 5-seat majority. But you got the majority. You have the majority. It's a 5-seat majority, but you got the votes. So what are we waiting on? Why do we always do this? Well, I have heard this hundreds of times before. Back before Trump got elected, right? Well, we can't do much because we just had the House, so we have to have the Senate, and then we can really get stuff done. So what did we do? We went out there, we worked our butts off, ladies and gentlemen. You, the listeners of this radio program, got out there, you knocked on doors, you sent emails, you made telephone calls, you gave money, and guess what happened? The Republicans won the Senate. And then we came back and said, okay, now we need you to implement the plan. Now we need to go after Hillary. We need to go after Obama. And then you said, well, yeah, I know we've got the House and I know we've got the Senate, but if we really want to get stuff done, we got to have the White House. And we're all like, we're worn out. I mean, we're sweating and we're bloodied and we're bruised and we've got dirt on our faces. We've been knocking on doors. We've got the shoes and our souls have worn out. And we're like, geez, hello, what are you people? So you know what we do? We dust ourselves off and we get up and we go back out there. We're knocking on the doors and we're making the emails and we're making the phone calls and we're begging people. We're giving people money. And guess what happened? Donald Trump got elected. And for the first time in a very long time, the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate and the White House, and they did diddly squat. Nothing happened. Nothing. Nothing happened. So I know there are other talk show hosts out there, and they're bending the ear of Mitch McConnell, Senator Turtle, and they're bending the ear of McCarthy. And they're like in the know. But what they don't want to tell you is the truth. And the truth is, they're not going down that path because it would upset the balance of power. So look, they've had time and time and time again. I was really hoping this would be different. I really would. But if you're looking at the calendar here, there is just not a lot of time. I mean, just logistically, there is no time because they're going to be out on the campaign trail starting next year. which is right around the corner. So my question is, should they shut down the government, or should the Republicans cave? Because if they wait for 30 days, if they give the 30-day extension, the Republicans are caving. I mean, that's the clue right there. Meanwhile, you've got Ukraine out there, and they've got a transsexual that's been hired as the spokesperson for the Ukrainian president, and they're out there threatening to kill American journalists, including our very own friend Jack Posobiec from Human Events. They're literally putting hits out on people that are out there attacking and not supporting Ukraine. And I say pull every single penny of American money out of that nonsense. Time for us to get out. You got Mike Pence saying that the time may be coming soon that American troops have to get on the ground and we have to fight for the Ukrainians. Let me just say this. I've seen the videos coming out of Ukraine. I've seen the nightclubs that are packed with young men and young women. I've seen the beaches in Ukraine that are packed with young men and young women. And as long as there is a Ukrainian man doing disco in the middle of a nightclub, then by God, there's no reason why that guy can't be on the front lines fighting for his own country. But I'll be darned if we're going to be sending American troops to fight their war while the Ukrainian wussy men are in the nightclubs and in the bakeries and in the restaurants. No, that we're not going to play that game. We're not going down that path as a country. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. And look, hear me on this. I support Ukraine. I feel bad. Their country's been invaded. But guess what? Our country's been invaded, and we're not doing anything about that. Nothing at all. So why are we spending billions of our tax dollars to defend Ukraine's border? Why are we willing to send American troops and put American treasure on the lines in Ukraine to protect their border when we're not even going to protect our border? Could somebody explain that to me? We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, folks, just a reminder, head over to your favorite bookstore and pre-order a copy of my new book. It's coming out in March. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? We're sending everybody to Amazon, and we would love for you to help us out. We want to get some good, strong pre-orders of the book in, and you can do that again by going to Amazon.com. Just Google my name there in Amazon. Or search in Amazon and get a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? All right, let's go to the phones here. Eastern North Carolina, Don hanging out with us. Hi, Don. What's on your mind today?
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
I was just going to comment on the politicians. You were talking about the House and the Senate, and Republicans, and not getting anything done. The problem is we've got career politicians that are running the show. And, you know, as much as you might not like Marjorie Greene and Matt Gaetz and Laura Bobbitt, they at least speak their mind and you know where they stand on things, as opposed to the other Republicans who say one thing and then they don't have the spine or the backbone to do what they say they're going to do. And there's a there's a huge problem with career politicians that are sort of dictating what the younger politicians do and say. And, you know, it's just, it's a terrible problem.
So what's the solution here, Don? How do you resolve all this?
Well, you know, 30 years ago, there was a guy that said we need term limits, and I thought he was crazy. I think that needs to be discussed. I think we need to clean house completely. I think we need to just start over because it's a broken system up there. And as long as you got people like McCarthy and Schumer and Pelosi and what's her name from Maine?
Susan Collins.
All the career politicians that have been there forever that are so deep in the pockets of the political action committees and the lobbyists, we're not going to get anything done. You can elect a Navy SEAL. You can elect an Army Ranger, and they can't do squat when they get up there, or they don't. You know, you think you're electing someone who's got some backbone and some spine and has served their country, and I'll be damned if they get up there and they just act like everybody else and roll over.
Well, I'll tell you that power is a powerful elixir, and, you know, I'm not to the point where I'm ready for term limits yet. My concern is the American people. Why are we sending these people back? You know, again, if you've got somebody in your district and they're not serving you and they're serving the lobbyist, that's a problem, but that's a local problem. So that's where I stand on that one. But Don, we'll open it up to the listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, Don says we need term limits. Maybe that's the solution, he says. 844-747-8868. Give us a call. Let us know if you agree or disagree.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, by the way, President Biden or President Trump, President Trump is leading in the polls, but only one network is covering President Trump's live events, and that's Newsmax. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax because it's the real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. President Trump says he loves Newsmax. Every night, I start watching with Rob Schmidt at 7 o'clock. Rob, by the way, exposing the Biden impeachment truth. All this week, Rob is looking at the Biden money trail, the tens of millions of dollars that went to his family. Newsmax is on all cable systems, and if your cable operator does not carry Newsmax, call and demand it. And don't forget to download the Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. It's absolutely free, and you can start watching it anytime. So get the Newsmax app now, get Newsmax at home, and make the switch. You won't look back. All right, let's go to the phones here. Steve in Arkansas, what's on your mind today, Steve?
Todd, that interview you did with the congressman a minute ago, what was really depressing about that to me was when he said he was a freshman. He sounded like a 20-year established rhino Republican talking, and he's only been up there a little over a year. Every time you mention something about doing something, all he could say is either we can't or it's not time.
Steve, you know, I don't want to be rude to these guys. I mean, they're elected members of Congress, but I had to push back. But, I mean, they're terrified. They don't want to do anything that's going to upset the status quo.
I disagree, Todd. I think it's time to be rude to these guys. If somebody doesn't get rude, things are going to get bad. And I'd rather see rudeness than bad.
So what do you think I should have said to the guy, Steve? I thought I was pretty, I was pushing back.
You called him out, and you said what you should have, but, I mean, the only thing to point it out a little further is just call him a rhino right to his face. Just told him, you sound exactly like every other 20-year rhino Republican I've ever listened to, and you hadn't been up there a year. You're a freshman.
Yeah, you know, I did, Steve, I did sort of pick up that scent of the, ooh, I smell rhino. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Yeah, it's a pungent odor, but you're right. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've got him already. They have him already.
That's sad. All right, Steve, appreciate that call. 844-747-8868. Do I need to start just going for the jugular, folks? Is that what I need to start doing with these lawmakers? Let's go to Vince in Maine, listening to us on WLOB. That's Ray Richardson country. Hi, Vince. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I talked with you before many years ago during the Hillary Clinton fiasco and whatnot, but that's irrelevant. I don't think, it's as easy as, voting these people out of office. I mean, with gerrymandering going on all over this country, here in Maine, they have the ranked choice voting. You can't just vote these people out. Plus, you can't get some young upstart kid to go in there and try to run for whatever seat because it costs millions of dollars. And they've got all this PAC money. It's not feasible to vote them out. And that's the problem. So what we need to do is the country has to do a two-thirds majority and change the law and vote them out that way. Change this and put in term limits.
I don't want to name names or cities here, but I want to give you an illustration of the dangers that the Republican Party they're facing right now. So the issue here is a dwindling base, right? So typically when you talk about Republicans, they're mostly white folks, people of the Caucasian persuasion. And they're not having babies like they used to. Not even the Catholics, not even the Mormons. I mean, they're just not having they're not popping out the babies. And so as a result of that, the Republican numbers are beginning to dwindle. So they're looking beyond the base, which is why they're trying to reach out to, other groups, Hispanics, Asian Americans, blacks. But go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. And I'll finish my thought.
My argument with that is the fact that it's not just that. It's more than that. I've been a Republican since I was old enough to vote. And the problem is that they're not keeping their promises.
But hold on, Vince. Let me finish. Well, let me finish what I was going to tell you. All right. So here's the problem. So now they've been reaching out to these affinity groups. And I actually had some black conservatives. They had been Democrats for many years. They have joined the Republican cause. And right away, it took them all of a month and a half for them to email me and say, you know something, Todd? We're seeing the same garbage in the Republican Party that we're seeing in the Democrat Party. In other words, there's no difference. So the point is, they're going to have a hard time recruiting people, and this is how they're going to behave. We need to be on a wartime footing as a political party.
And I agree with that, Todd, but, we need to fire them all. Fire them all, even the ones I like. I want to fire them all. I want to get a journeyman plumber in there. I want to get an electrician. I want to get, the guy that's scrubbing the floors in the schools and elect them and put term limits on them because they know what's really going on. And only put them in there for, like I say, term limits. That's all I got.
No, well, Vince, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you calling. And again, maybe that is the answer. I mean, if the people in the districts are not going to wise up and have the courage to stand up and vote these guys or gals out of office, then maybe we do need term limits. I'm still opposed to it right now. But maybe that is the answer. 844-747-8868. I want to give an example. And again, this is what a great opportunity. Democrat policies are just agonizingly painful on minority communities. They are being impacted more than anyone else. And God bless the governors of the border states, because they have got the caravans going, and they've got busloads of illegals still heading to Chicago and New York City and other sanctuary cities. And by the way, the only reason they're doing that is because they're sanctuary cities, right? These Democrat lawmakers said, give us your tire, your poor, your huddled masses, your military-aged young men in $200 sneakers. Give us those people. And so Abbott is saying, well, okay, as a matter of fact, we'll pick up the bus fare. And that's what they're doing. They're sending them. And so now all these Democrats, the citizens who vote for these yahoos, they're freaking out because now they're just getting a taste. It's not even a taste. It's an amuse-bouche. Have you been to one of the fancy restaurants and they give you a little tiny, it's not even an appetizer. It's not an hors d'oeuvre. It's a little taste, a morsel, if you will, of what's going on down at the border. That's all they're just getting, a morsel. We got hundreds of thousands of people that are literally invading and occupying small towns and communities along the Texas border. Meanwhile, you send about 100,000 illegals to New York City, and it's like a national emergency. So I want to play some audio. This is coming from Chicago. And the Chicagoans are very upset. And specifically, the black Chicagoans are... Every time I say Chicago, I don't know why my face does that, but it doesn't. Anyway, the black citizens are enraged because they're dumping the illegals in their neighborhoods, taking over their schools, taking over their hospitals, taking over their grocery stores. And they're done with it. Take a listen.
I wanted to know if there is a capacity limit, and what is that limit, if there is one, and why can't we close the borders of Chicago or the state of Illinois in the first place? Why can't we close the borders?
I don't know if there's a limit. I do know that when you are seeking asylum, you are granted protections from the U.S. to not return. So that is the process that folks are going through when they come here and they get their interview, and then the Texas governor sends them to Illinois, and specifically Chicago.
So they get to come. Once they do an interview in Texas, they get to come regardless. Texas says you're an asylum seeker, you're being persecuted, so yeah, you can leave your country and come here and go wherever you want.
Not Texas. This is the federal government is the one that does the process around asylum seeking. Uh-oh. It is Texas who is making the decision to send them to Chicago.
And that's what I wanted to know. Can we say, no, we won't take anymore?
It has to come from the federal government.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, people are waking up now. So, here is the lost opportunity, because you know who was not in that meeting with the hundreds of very angry and rightfully so upset citizens of Chicago? You want to know who? The Republicans. There were no Republicans there. Where were the Republicans? If I were Donald Trump right now, after I held a press conference apologizing for my Yahoo comments about being opposed to the heartbeat bills, I would get on Trump Force One, fly to O'Hare Airport, get into the limo and head over to this neighborhood and hold a rally. That's what I would do. A voter registration drive. How is it that the Republicans in Illinois, the land of Lincoln, did not have the foresight to send an army of Republicans into those meetings and say, you know what? The reason why you can't send your kid down to the local supermarket or the local school is because of the policies of Joe Biden and the Democrats. That's what we ought to be doing. Well, they're not doing it. They're not doing it. Why is that? Why? Maybe our caller Vincent from Maine is right. Maybe you ought to just throw every damn one of them out. Start from scratch. I mean, how difficult is that, ladies and gentlemen? Unless the Republicans really don't want to secure that southern border. And you know why? Because those people are willing to work for below minimum wage. I'm telling you, folks, the Republicans are, they're about to screw the country up. They got to get their act together. We know the Democrats are, we know they're demon infested. We know they're Satan incarnate. Okay, we get that. The Republicans are the last gasp here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A lot of you folks have been asking, how is the ankle doing? Well, it's not been doing good. So 2 weeks ago, I took a tumble on a Memphis City sidewalk that had been left in disrepair. And I'm going to be dealing with that. Don't you worry about that. But apparently many other people have fallen at that same location. So the diagnosis, broken ankle and broken foot. And there's been some tendon damage and some. So anyway, MRI is scheduled for tomorrow. So we'll have Andy Hoosier from our big talker in Wichita, Kansas. KQAM is going to be filling in. I will be in that big tube, you know, where they give you the headphones and they like, you know, they press the button and you go in. And I feel like a giant cannoli. Right. Oh, it's terrible. And I'm claustrophobic, so I can't. They'll put music and everything in there, but it doesn't matter. I'm like, give me the drugs. Just knock me out. But they're like, it's just your ankle. I don't care. Knock me out. So I've been taking the hydrocodone for like a week and a half now. I feel like a drug addict. Every morning I wake up and I pray to the good Lord that I didn't wake up in the middle of the night and like go running down Germantown Parkway in my pajama pants. I do wear pajamas, by the way. Just FYI. So all that to say, keep me in your thoughts and prayers because there will probably be surgery involved in this, and it's just nonstop pain. It really has been a pretty horrible thing. So if I'm a bit unusually direct on the radio program, that's the reason why, I think. Anyway, Dylan, I have decided that I'm going to treat myself this afternoon after the show. One of my favorite joints in Memphis is called Elwood's Shack. And it's over by it is really a hole in the wall, but it's a high end hole in the wall, right? So it's one of these. They've got a door that's what makes it, you know, high end. But they've been there for years off of Summer Avenue, and have some incredible food, and they just opened up a second location.
That sounds exciting.
So I'm heading over there. I'm going through the menu trying to figure out what I want to order. Because, you know, I'm on Calitran.
Yeah.
Trying to lose weight.
Got to be careful.
So I'm thinking I'm going to avoid Elwood Shack Attack. It's a half rack of ribs, 3 ounces of pulled pork, 3 ounces of brisket, 2 wings, smoked sausage, a chicken leg quarter, and you got to, they got a vegetable, baked beans and slaw.
Oh, wait, do people actually order this, like, on a normal basis, or is this like a challenge?
No, this is not the challenge.
Okay. Oh,
and they do it doggy style. They have hot dogs, and they do the hot dogs doggy. That's how they call it. It's literally called doggy style. And I'm kind of, I don't know, I like this. They have a Go Tigers Go Dog, which is the Memphis Tigers, with blue cheese, spicy mustard, and caramelized onions. But I may go for the good old-fashioned slaw dog. That's a southern delicacy.
That sounds like a nice afternoon.
Right? Oh, they got tacos. Steelhead trout fish tacos. Maybe not. I don't know about that. But they do have good... Oh, here we go. The redheaded stepchild is $15. You're going to get beef brisket, pulled pork, smoked sausage, and slaw on a bun.
Wow.
Not too
You're making
shabby.
Me a little hungry.
Right? I'm starving here. This is going to be great. But I figure before I go into the tube, you know, I want to make sure I have a last meal.
Well, you might not want to be stuck in that tube with the... If anything, trying to come out of that, you know.
Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate that.
I'm just saying. You got to be ready for
Wow.
That.
So anyway, and they have a lot of Cajun food, too. They have the buffaletta, which is great, and the andouille po' boy. Oh, that looks good. This is going to be tough. I wish they had like a sampler platter. Oh, look at this. They have a debris po' boy. That's my favorite. Slow-cooked New Orleans-style roast beef. With a little bit of pickle, mustard, mayo, and it was the winner of the commercial appeal. That's the newspaper in town. The best sandwich of 2016.
Wow.
Hey, that's something to brag about right there.
Holes in the Wall in Memphis, Tennessee are next level.
Yeah, it is. It's one of these places where, and there's one in Lynchburg, Virginia. We have a lot of listeners in Lynchburg at Liberty. There's a hot dog joint down there, and everybody said, oh, Todd, you got to go to this hot dog joint. And it is tiny. It's about as big as the studio here, right? For a restaurant, you know, for a studio, it's big. But if you're going to have a restaurant and they have like a little counter and that's it, you walk in to get your chili slaw dogs and you walk out and you smell like the restaurant for the rest of the day. That's when you know you've got a good dime.
Yeah, no, it is.
Elwood's is the same way.
Awesome.
You walk in, you're smelling like Elwood's. I love this. All right. So I shouldn't have been telling everybody because now I may not be able to get in there. I mean, geez, Alou.
You're welcome, Elwood's.
We love you guys. Elwood Shack. So anyway, they're over at Summer Avenue in Memphis. So if you're driving through Memphis, just head over there and tell them I said howdy. Maybe they'll give me, I don't know, a free hot dog or something. You never know. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to our good friend Cash Patel. He's got a brand new book out. We're also going to give you the very latest on the story out of Las Vegas. What a horrible story. Also, school teachers in Oklahoma, they've been told, take down those Bible verses. All right, our phone number, 844-747-8868. That's our number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com is the website. We'll be right back, everybody.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it. American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right, greetings, beautiful people. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Today's show brought to you by 3 Extra Strength Tylenol and a cup of community coffee. Wow, where do we start today? My goodness, so much. You know what? I want to go to Susie because I've got to get into this story about a school in California teaching the children that there are 13 genders. Not two, but 13. But hang tight. I want to go to Susie in beautiful Gainesville, Georgia, one of the prettiest towns in the entire state. Susie, how are you today?
I'm all right, Todd. Hey, I'm sorry about your foot, man.
I put it where I shouldn't have, Susie. I'm just going to fess up.
Yeah. My doctor told me, he said, I'm a little bit older than you, Todd, but he says, you got to watch where you're walking when you're on the sidewalks.
It's so true, anyway, especially in a Democrat-run city. They don't keep up with anything, right? It's everything's falling apart.
Yeah, I try not to go to those. I try just to hang out here in my little Republican right now.
Good for you.
Hey, Todd.
Yes?
I'm just disgusted with the Republicans. I'm just beyond disgusted with them. I don't even like mine from Georgia anymore.
Really?
My representative now, Mike Collins, I don't think he's doing squat, Todd. And I'm just fed up with Andrew Clyde, too. Todd, they get up there and they promise us all this stuff they're going to do. They run their mouth. And when they come on a program like yours and you start confronting them, all they want to do is say, well, what all I've done. And they hadn't done squat, Todd.
It's true. Susie, we're still spending out the wazoo. And look, that's a low bar for, right? That's the only thing we have left is fiscal responsibility and accountability. And if they can't do that, at what point do you say, okay, what's the point?
Right. That's what I'm just, and as I've told you many times before, I will stand with Donald Trump as long as I can stand.
Yeah, I mean, same here. I mean, the man's got my support. I just think he made a really bad mistake. I don't know if he was getting bad advice or if he was not prepared for the interview, but the answers to those abortion questions, they were just way off the mark.
Yes, well, I hadn't heard it, so I'm just listening to what you tell because I hadn't heard it.
No. That's fine. Look, I think most people, I don't think this is going to be a big issue, but I don't know. The evangelical leaders are all starting to rise up, and we saw it over the weekend with some of the left-leaning evangelical leaders, and now you have Family Research Council, and literally, Susie, just 2 minutes ago, Focus on the Family came out with a statement condemning the president, former president, as well.
Mm. Well, I know one thing, Todd. Abortion issue is, like you said, in the 22 is a big, big issue. If people don't think it's not going to be in 24, they got the head in the sand.
That's it. And let me say something about that, Susie. The pro-life community, I know they're all upset at the Republicans on the abortion issue, but who they need to be upset with are all the voters, because they're not the pro-life voters are not getting out to the polls. That's where they need to be focusing their attention.
Right. Well, listen, I'm going to be praying for you tomorrow in that machine.
Well, thank you, Susie. I just hate those small spaces. It creeps me out.
It freaks me out, too. So I'll be freaking out for you. And, hey, I like the people that come on when you're not there, but I miss you.
Well, you're kind. You know, we're very careful with who we pick to be fill-in host, and we've got the best in the business. And I love them all, and they're good people. Susie, thank you, and thanks for calling in. And by the way, folks, if you haven't been to downtown Gainesville, Georgia, you got to get down there. They've really sort of revitalized the downtown. They have a beautiful square, lots of shops, great restaurants. I mean, they don't have an Elwood Shack, but, you know, you can't have everything. You get over there, and, of course, they have beautiful Lake Lanier, which you can enjoy in a boat. Don't go swimming. People, I'm serious. I think that lake's haunted. That's the rumor. I don't want to start anything. But all right. So let's talk, first of all. I want to play some audio here. This is we have a school teacher. And this school teacher believes that, I'm going to let him explain it for himself.
No such thing as parental rights. It's not recognized in law. It's not in the charter. It doesn't exist. Children's rights, however, are recognized and have been for a very long time. Parents have responsibility, which is recognized in the law, but no rights. If your child does not want to tell you something about them, that's your problem, not the government's, not the school system's. Maybe you should ask yourself why your child might not want to tell you whatever it is your conspiracy brain thinks that they should have to.
All right, there you go. This is an LGBT activist saying that you, mom and dad, do not have rights over your children, that your children get to decide. Do you agree with that? Because that is the new movement here, folks, and it's sort of in its the primordial ooze phase. But we've seen this play out in some of the other states where they're introducing legislation. California, where mom and dad, if you do not affirm your child's transgenderism, your child could be removed from the home. So it is not a stretch here that we could be facing legislation that would actually codify that children actually have rights over their parents. I know it sounds ludicrous, but folks, this is all in the primordial ooze phase here. That brings me to a story out of Davis, California, which is right outside of Sacramento. This is the home of UC Davis, a radical leftist area. Well, parents got a notification about an upcoming lesson, and the children at the Davis Unified School District are being taught that there are not two genders, but there are 13 genders. And among the genders, of course, gender queer, gender fluid, genderless, agender, bigender, trigender, which, by the way, a trigender person defines their gender identity in a third category, which is not situated in between male or female. You have pangender, and again, this has nothing to do with cast iron or skillet. Pangender is a term for people who feel they cannot be labeled as female or male in gender. However, I will say this, according to Grandma Starnes, a cast iron skillet up the backside could knock you back to your normal gender. Just saying. Then there's non-binary, third gender categories. A third gender is a term that refers to those who do not identify with being either male or female. Then there are two-spirit people. In the Native American culture, a person who embodies both masculine and feminine qualities. Oh, would that be like the Jenner formerly known as Bruce? Did Caitlyn cut it off? Do we know? I don't know. I don't follow that. Oh, he's the darling of Fox News, though. They love the trans people over at Fox. Then you have bisexual, a person who is attracted to two genders. And then you have bicurious, someone who is interested in having a sexual experience with a person of the same sex. And then cross-dressers, by the way, the majority are heterosexual men. Wait, what? Okay, all of the men I know who are heterosexuals do not wear dresses. By the way, you know what's not on the list here? Heterosexuals. I guess there's no such thing. We kind of... Wow, we're the breeders, I guess. Is that what they call us? The LGBT radicals, they call us the breeders. Before long, you know how it is when you go out to Fort... Have you been out to Fort Worth, Texas, with the stockyards, and they have all the cattle there? And then you've got the cows doing what comes naturally. And you know what's going to happen is that they're going to have that set up for humans one day, these radical gays, and you're just going to have all the men and the women going in there, and they're going to be popping out their little babies and then handing them over to, the likes of Pete Buttigieg and that crowd. It's not out of the realm of possibility, right? I mean, if you're telling me there could be 13 genders and there are people out there calling heterosexuals breeders, yeah, I think it's possible. By the way, there was a woman, I forgot to send this audio over, but there's a woman who is very upset at all of you Christian people out there. And this woman, you could tell she was Lebanese or wore the Mexican man shoes. You could tell she had that vibe. And she got up in front of the school board. And, a lot of the parents were upset because of the books and the pornography and all the whatnot. And, the parents, you feel bad for them, right? You send little Billy or Susie to school, and when they come home, they've shaved their private parts, and one of them wants to chop off their private parts, and little Susie wants to go by Butch. I mean, you're like, what the hell happened here? Right? You just wanted to send your kid to school to learn the ABCs. But they don't do that anymore. So anyway, this Lebanese woman wearing the Mexican man shoes gets up before the school board. Hello, my name is Gladys, and I've got a problem with all you Christians out there. Who are you? Who are you Christians to say what happens on this school board? If you don't have kids here, you don't deserve to have a say. And so anyway, Gladys, the lesbian, wanted to basically ban any taxpayer from speaking at the school board or having a say at the school board meeting unless they had children in the school district. That's the way it ought to be, Todd. Well, thank you, Gladys, the lesbian. Look, I mean, here's the deal, folks. We all have skin in the game. Even Gladys the lesbian. I mean, if you're a tax-paying citizen, we've all got skin in the game here. So if you are paying taxes, you are supporting what's happening in that local school, and you have an obligation to get out there and get involved. Read what they're teaching the kids. Right? Get involved. Speak out at the school board meeting. You know, if you don't want your preschooler to read storybooks about two gay men getting it on in graphic detail with the Crayola crayons in hand, then get up and say something. It's America. You have a right. And this is the problem with the schools. And the good news is that the China virus pandemic and the clot shots really exposed all of this. So now people actually understand, holy smokes, our schools have become like the best little whorehouse in Texas. I mean, there's all sorts of debauchery going on in there. We're going to have to send an apology letter to the good people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, that brings me to this school, and we've got time for this story. This is sort of like the school segment of the show today. Terrible story out of Oklahoma, of all places, Oklahoma. So the teachers were decorating the classrooms. And you can tell who the Christian teachers are. Can I just say this? This is so awful. You can tell that the teachers are Christian. You want to know how you can tell the teachers are Christian teachers? Because their classrooms look like miniature Hobby Lobbies. Right? They've got all of the Hobby Lobby decor. You know what I'm talking about. Don't be mad at me. You know what I'm talking about. And so anyway, they have all these. So a lot of the classrooms are decorated in this school, and they have the John 3:16 Bible verse, and it's engraved on wood, and it's like it's decor, and then other Bible verses in other classrooms. So somebody saw it and got all upset, and so they're like, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're just triggered by this." So instead of going to the school district and saying, "Hey, I've got a problem with this," they called the Freedom from Religion Foundation. And this is, man, one of the most, these people are just very sad. I think they're vegan. And I also think that they don't drink soda. And so I think they're just generally miserable people. And so they're upset. They're atheist, by the way, and agnostics. And so they love to bully these little school districts. And so they fired off a letter and they said, "It is illegal for your teachers to post Bible verses in their classroom. You have got to remove those Bible verses." And so the superintendent like replies almost immediately and says, "Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Atheist. I am so sorry. We will remove it right away. Please don't sue us. Please don't put a hex on us." So anyway, that's what they did. They had the teachers remove the Bible verses. And, of course, the atheists are all giddy, and they're jumping up, and I would say they're shouting for joy, but they're joyless people, so I don't know what they're shouting for. So, anyway, here's my take on this. This moron superintendent didn't even bother to look at the Department of Education regulations. And, by the way, here it is. I'm going to save you a lot of legal fees here, folks. The Constitution of the United States does not stop at the schoolhouse door. And according to the Department of Education, teachers have a right to practice their First Amendment rights inside that schoolhouse building. So there's nothing wrong with posting a Bible verse on the wall. And really, you're giving me grief about that. Meanwhile, you've got every gay pride flag in America. Every 13 genders has its own flag now. They only have room for Old Glory. So my recommendation is this. Teachers in Oklahoma, get yourselves good attorneys. That's what I recommend. and then tell the godless heathen atheist to go to you-know-where, because they kind of already are. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Have I told you about our just incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile? PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. So let me tell you why Patriot Mobile is so important. First of all, they have one of the best wireless services out there, and I don't know how they do it, but they've done it, and it's incredible. And if you'd like to check out the service in your area, just go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd, and you can type in your zip code, and they'll show you what the coverage looks like. It's pretty awesome. But beyond that, Patriot Mobile is actually supporting the fight to save our schools across America. They have been funding many of these conservative school board races around the nation. And so when you buy into Patriot Mobile and you get your phone service, guess what? A portion of the money that you pay is going to go help in that fight. I just think this is tremendous. I mean, it's a whole lot better than going with one of the other guys, and you know their money is going to fund woke causes. So a lot of you folks have asked me, well, what about the price? What about the budget? Is it going to cost me an arm or leg? No, it's not. As a matter of fact, they have plans to fit any budget, no matter how big or how small. And if you're a veteran or you happen to be a first responder, they're going to offer you an even bigger discount. So there's some great opportunities. Use my promo code Todd. That's promo code Todd. And they're going to hook you up with some incredible deals. Again, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. By the way, customer service based right here in the U.S. of A. How about that? So promo code Todd, and they're going to get you fixed up right away over at Patriot Mobile. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So I told you about this situation with Ukraine, where they've got a transgender spokesperson who's out there threatening to kill anybody who opposes Ukraine, including Jack Posobiec with Human Events. Cut number two, please.
This is Sergeant Sarah Ashton Cirillo of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, and I'd like to thank the X social media platform for carrying this exclusive message from Kyiv. There has been much discussion recently related to my role within the Armed Forces of Ukraine. Before answering some of the questions put forward by Senator Vance of Ohio, I'd like to thank all those in the U.S. who are supporting the Ukrainian people. Without Republicans and Democrats working together on behalf of Ukraine, our growing and unstoppable success on the battlefield, and the inevitable victory it will bring over the Russian invaders, would take significantly longer. The delivery of ATACMS will further expedite our victory while saving lives and tax dollars in the process. America is once more showing why it's history's greatest republic and the world's lone superpower. And all of us in Ukraine are humbled by the support we're receiving from the American people. Let me also take a moment in my role as spokesperson for the AFU's Territorial Defense Forces to state unequivocally that we in the TDF and across Ukraine believe journalists are heroes and have the right to report on Ukraine's war for liberation without interference. Free speech is the pillar of all democracy.
Okay, I've had enough of this guy. So this is a man, by the way, who's pretending to be a woman. But we're not going to stand by and just let the Ukrainians threaten our journalists, people like Jack Posobiec over at Human Events. I mean, they're even going after the people over at NBC News for crying out loud. So I say no more tax money until we get all this sorted out. Unbelievable. All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. As promised, there is a brand new book out called Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. Kash Patel joins us right now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line after an incredible career in Washington, D.C., serving in the Trump administration, graduate of the University of Richmond, Go Spiders. Kash, great to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks. I've never had an introduction. Your introduction was great, but I was never preceded on a radio show by Eric Swalwell. I mean, the Ukrainian spokesperson, a.k.a. whoever that was.
Wow. You know, there is a resemblance. Oh, my word. Wow. You know, it's such a strange world we live in where, you know, the government is out there and it seems like they're just more concerned about taking care and protecting Ukraine's border than they are the United States border. And I think a lot of people are fed up.
I think you're right. That's a big part of my book. Government Gangsters, I take on the defense industrial complex. And if anyone wants to know why Democrats and Republicans agree on this one thing, the warmongering machine, it's because it's all about money. And the way you stop it is you stop guys like Mark Esper from going out of the big Raytheons of the world and into the Defense Department and back out with a golden parachute. This cyclical process, it was what drives this fake desire to help one country and not help 188 other countries. I mean, and not saying that they don't do good work, but this is just a grotesque failure of our leadership.
You know, this book for you has to be a for such a time as this moment, and your background, I mean, you worked in the Defense Department, you worked at the White House, the intelligence community, the Justice Department, so you've got the inside scoop here.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. I know some viewers might be like, oh, my God, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, the deep state is the deep state because they don't care about political affiliations. They care about themselves and advancing the entrenched class. I probably name more Republican government gangsters than I do Democrats. And that's what I do in my book. I name every single person I ever encountered and the position they held and why they failed. And if we're going to defeat it, and that's what the government gangsters is all about, obliterating the deep state, we have to educate the American public on how to do it and fix it and how to use congressional levers and budgets to hold these people accountable, unlike what we're seeing today, and how we make sure personnel never get into positions like Ray and Garland and Rosenstein and Esper and Barr and Gina Haspel to weaponize justice intelligence for their own egos and their own golden parachutes.
Cash, President Trump wrote a great endorsement for your book, and he called it a brilliant roadmap. And so I want to start, let's start at the beginning of that road. When did this start becoming a problem in America? Can you pinpoint a time or an era?
Well, you know what? President Eisenhower forecast the defense industrial complex's problem 60 years ago. So maybe that's the starting point. But I think in the last 20 years, you've sort of just seen this thing ramp up across DOJ, the IC. And the biggest culprits, along with the government gangsters in government, is the media. The fake news media is the reason these people exist. So they see their names in the headlines and they see their egos patted and glorified. And we have to go after the media. And the only way we're going to win against them is going after the truth. The government documents of corruption that they withhold from us are literally pasted into the book, Government Gangsters. Probably why the Biden administration took 10 months to block the book and try to redact everything in there. But we took them to federal court and won. So you got to wonder why, hey, what didn't they want you to see? And what they didn't want you to see is the beginning of the roadmap.
Well, you and I have, we share a publisher, Post Hill Press, and they've done a terrific job with the book. It looks great. And you're right. We've got to get the, we've got to get that information out there. And they, you guys fought tooth and nail. And I hope that this is the start of a nationwide effort to start rooting out this, this deep state.
Yeah, look, you're right. Postal and Anthony have been fantastic. I've never done this before. I don't know that I'm ever going to do it again, if I'm being honest. But to me, the mission-first approach that we lay out in Government Gangsters is the preeminent important solution for America. And we're going to do it. We're going to get everybody educated. We're going to make sure our intel community doesn't rig another election. We're going to make sure DOJ and FBI don't have this two-tier system of justice and go and investigate you because you dared to go into a house of worship or you dared to take a stand at your child's student council meeting against CRT. We're going to make sure we take the money from these people and have the accountability the Biden regime and every deep state actor never wants. Internal government accountability is the key, and we're going to bring it to them by bringing them Donald Trump, and hopefully everybody reads this book on how to get there from now in 2024.
You know, Cash, back in 2007, 2008, I was working at the at Fox News. I was there 15 years, and during the Obama administration, I got nailed with audits two times. I'd never been audited in my life, so I go to Fox, I go to the legal department, and I'm like, hey, can you guys help me out here? I'm being audited. They're like, get in line. They're coming after all of us. And that was my first taste of the deep state right there. It's an awful feeling because you somewhat feel helpless, and then you realize, holy crap, I'm at Fox News, and if I feel helpless, you have to imagine some of those other conservatives out there who don't have the power of the brand behind them, you know, feel incredibly hopeless.
And that's the ethos, right? If they're doing it to you and they're doing it to me, and I'll give you another example. I just rolled out a federal lawsuit against Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray and four other DOJ actors for unlawfully surveilling me when I was a senior staffer on Capitol Hill investigating Russiagate. And they didn't tell us or we didn't find out for 5 years, which is why we just rolled out the federal lawsuit.
Wow.
And I'm going to see those guys in court and I'm going to take their depositions and I'm going to review the documents and discovery and put it out for the public. But you're right. If they're doing it to us, who else are they doing it to that we don't know about? That's what we must expose.
I have to imagine there are going to be a lot of jaw-dropping moments in the book, but give our listeners a tease here, Cash. What is one of the more shocking details that you write about?
You know, it's just this from a national security perspective, federal law enforcement. You know, at the National Security Council, I'll give you an example. We would get marching orders from the commander in chief, wipe out the emirs of ISIS, kill al-Qaeda senior leadership, bring home American hostages, end the forever wars. And then you'd get into the interagency process, and these government gangsters, these deep staters would come in and say, oh, well, the secretary of defense, Mark Esper, and the director of the CIA, Gina Haspel, said, we're not going to, we're not going to do that. And I said, okay, well, you go report back to your cabinet secretary while I walk down to the Oval Office and tell them that you are violating the chain of command. That's what it took to break the logjam. That's why they personally came after me. And I didn't care because they were the ones that were violating the law. And that's what it took to get Baghdadi. And that's a piece of the book. I walk you through the behind the scenes Baghdadi raid. I was in the Situation Room as head of counterterrorism with President Trump. That's what I saw in a masterclass operation of national defense. That's what can be replicated with another Trump administration. There's so many fun stories in there, too. And I hope the readers enjoy it.
The name of the book, Government Gangsters. Cash Patel is the author. The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. Folks, we've got a direct link on our live show blog, but you can get it wherever you get your books. Coolest book cover. There you are, coming out of the chopper there. Marine One, got the sunglasses on, the gloves, looking like the Godfather here.
I got lucky there. Hopefully we can do it again.
Real quick before we let you go, you know, we've had a lot of calls today. We had a freshman Republican on, and the guy's already starting to kind of, you know, sound like a rhino. And it really aggravated a lot of the listeners who are now calling for term limits. But to your point here, Cash, the problem is not necessarily how long they're in Washington. It's the deep state that's left behind.
It's a deep state that's left behind that they join, that they are bought into, because they say, hey, when you get out, we'll give you this $10 million job. You just got to vote this way on the CR and extend the debt, and don't worry about it. You won't be here in a couple of years anyway. You're right. The deep state controls and occupies even the elected bureaucrats. That's why we're seeing the $120 billion waste of spending in the Ukraine instead of focusing on our 55,000 veterans, just for one example.
That's a great example. All right, we got to leave it there. Congratulations on the book. Folks, this has to be in your library, so get yourself a copy. Cash, great having you on the program. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, my friend. See you soon.
All right, there you go, folks. Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. Get a copy. It comes out officially September 26th. Pre-order it or just go to your bookstore and tell them you want a copy of this book. All right. Before we go to break, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Jerry in Iowa. Hi, Jerry, watching us on Rumble. What's on your mind today?
I got to say, I love Cash Patel. I always love hearing him. He definitely get that book. So we're talking about the school teachers think that they really are more competent with our children. Here in Iowa, we passed a law that you can't teach CRT or gender dysphoria, but it's still really popping up. Like, we're getting collecting emails and things that people are turning in where the teachers are really bound and determined to double down anyway, despite the law. They're going to fly under the radar. For example, there are apps in our school district here. We found out, a buddy of mine in church comes home, his daughter comes home and says, Daddy, are we white supremacists? And he goes like, what? Turns out the social studies teacher gave the kids an app to measure how much of a white supremacist they are. And they all are, by the way. They're white. Yeah, and there's another app. The science teacher gave him a homophobic app. So Dad took the test, and he wasn't homophobic, but he was a white supremacist. But the girl was both, sadly. So, it's really, they're really not giving up, even though the laws are saying you can't teach that in Iowa. We had a girl sent home for wearing a Jesus T-shirt. A kid came to school wearing a Second Amendment, had to take it off. He came back again with a T-shirt that said, and I know these people, there are only two genders. Can't wear that in an Iowa school. So these teachers are really waiting for parents to get relaxed and let it blow over, because my understanding is they are really determined to go through its agenda because they know more than us. So I'm contacting Moms for Liberty, and because this is starting to spread in Iowa. And basically, I think they just sit at the school board and have me, and then go home and talk about it. And I don't know what else they do, but I'm looking into it. So I've got their card from the Faith and Freedom thing the other night in Iowa, momsforliberty.org. But these teachers, I'm telling you, they're not all bad. There's some great Christian teachers, but the NEA and the ISEA, they're just determined to get your kids, because as a parent, you know, you're not really competent. You didn't go to college for the stuff. They know, but
Jerry, to your point, I'm just shocked that kind of stuff is happening in Iowa, but maybe we shouldn't be. It's happening all over the country, and you're right. I think moms and dads have to be diligent here, and they've got to take a stand. Love Moms for Liberty. They're doing some incredible work across the country. I know a lot of those ladies here in the Memphis area, the Shelby County Moms for Liberty, and they're crushing it. And they're terrifying. Here's what gets me. Even the Republican leaders are terrified of the Moms for Liberty, because they know you don't want to mess with the mama bears. And they're on the warpath, and I say good for you, moms. Jerry, we're running late for a break. Good hearing from you. Folks, 844-747-8868. That's our number. By the way, coming up in, I would say about 15 minutes, the daily newsletter comes out. You say, well, how can I get in on that? Very simple. Just go to our website, sign up for the newsletter, and it is free of charge. We don't share your info with anybody, and you're going to be able to get daily news updates that you will not find. And one other thing here, and I hesitate to share this with you, but I will. We have 351,000 people that follow us on our Facebook page. Right now, only a few dozen of you are actually able to see our content. And we've reached out to Facebook, and they say it's with the algorithms. We don't have any red marks against us. We're doing everything we're supposed to be doing. But by and large, you are not able to see our content. So if you want to see our content, if you want to read our stories, the best way to do that, honestly, is to get our newsletter. That way, we control it, and we can ensure that you get it. Now, I will say this. The first couple of times, you might want to check your spam folder. Sometimes those newsletters, if you're just signing up, sometimes those emails go into the spam folder. But again, toddstearns.com, sign up for the newsletter, sign up for the podcast, and that way you're guaranteed to get our content. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
So just to give you an idea of where all of this is going, the evangelicals are starting to coalesce now. A lot of these evangelical leaders out there have been afraid to speak out against President Trump. They've wanted to for quite some time. And let me say this about that. You know, I do a lot of work in this area, so I know what I'm talking about here. And I speak at a lot of the conferences and things of that nature. And these are all good people. But the reality is there were some, not all, but some I discovered after I left Fox News. Some of those people were actually friends with my job at Fox and not necessarily me. And that's fine. You know, that goes with the territory. It's no big deal. But a lot of those folks are really only looking for a national platform to increase their brand and their identity. And they're going to be, and many of them were very afraid to come out and speak out against Trump. Now they're not afraid. Now they have cover. TheHill.com has a brand new story out. Trump faced risks in Iowa with abortion remarks. Another story coming out. Evangelical leaders criticize Trump. That is not good. Is it going to have an impact? I don't know. I do not know. We're kind of in uncharted waters now. And that's why I suggested to the Trump campaign, come on the program. Let's me and the president just go at it, have a heart to heart, and let's clarify this and get this behind us. Because if the evangelicals all unite against Trump, it's going to be tough, folks. It's just going to be tough. All right, we'll talk more about it tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there. Have a great day. Head over to the website. You Be Good America.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile, with a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/save.
New activation and upfront payment for 3-month plan required. Taxes and fees extra. Additional restrictions apply. See mintmobile.com for full terms.